Grand Canyon University, an affordable private Christian university, is one of the largest and fastest growing universities in the country, offering more than 270 programs online. In addition to federal grants and aid, GCU's online students received nearly $130 million in institutional scholarships in 2022. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Private, Christian, affordable. Visit gcu.edu/myoffer to see the scholarships you may qualify for.
After 4 long years of waiting, April kicks off the Chad Daybell trial, a moment we've all been waiting for to see justice served. And it's expected to be a lengthy one. Also, Chad's lawyer is a little bit eager for trial, as he recently went on camera for an interview, much to the judge's dismay. Which, really, we don't expect anything less, though, at this point from Chad's lawyer, do we? More on that in a minute. But there is new representation that will be seen in court, and the family is talking about the upcoming trial. So let's take a look at what's coming up, as well as some tea on other important topics. I'm Linda with It's a Crime, so now let's get into it. Chad Daybell is charged with first-degree murder and conspiracy to commit murder of his then-wife, Tammy Daybell, and his second wife, Lori Daybell's children, Tylee Ryan and JJ Vallo. He's also charged with grand theft by deception for the deaths of Tylee and JJ and insurance fraud related to Tammy Daybell's death. Now, Chad Daybell was arrested in June of 2020 while watching Lori's children be dug up from his backyard in Idaho. And not only that, but months before, his wife Tammy was exhumed and it was proved her death was also murder. And in May of 2021, he was then indicted by a grand jury. Chad pled not guilty. And investigators believe that Tylee Ryan was killed on September 9th, 2019, while JJ Vallo was murdered around September 23rd, 2019. Tammy Daybell was killed on October 19, 2019 in her bed. And I did do a video about that, about Tammy. You can see that in the description box below. Now, it's important to note that Tylee was burned and dismembered and buried in Chad's pet cemetery, all the while Tammy was at work. That was a Monday. Also on a Monday, JJ Vallo, who was duct taped on his arms and mouth, covered with plastic and buried by a tree in Chad's yard. You don't need tape over a mouth unless you're alive. Tammy Daybell would have been at work at the time, not knowing that her time was also coming. And Tammy, who died in her bed, was posed in the early hours that she died, and science proved it. Now, Chad was recently transferred from St. Anthony de Boise, and here's his new mugshot. Lori already had her trial back in spring of 2023 for the murders of Tylee, JJ, and Tammy. And in July, she was found guilty on all charges, and she was sentenced and is serving 3 life sentences without the possibility of parole. Even though her entire trial happened and sentencing, she still justified the murder of her own children and said so at that final moment of sentencing. She has another upcoming trial this year for conspiracy to commit murder of her 4th husband, Charles Vallo, and attempted murder on her then-nephew-in-law, Brandon Boudreau. She was extradited in Arizona in late 2023 to face trial this summer. Now, way back in 2021, the trial was moved to Ada County after Chad's lawyer, John Pryor, argued about pretrial publicity and said that it would affect the ability to find a fair and impartial jury in Fremont County. Interestingly, John has been in favor of having cameras in the courtroom. Now, we'll talk more about John in a minute, but Chad and Lori's trial were joined until March of 2023 when Judge Boyce severed the cases, and the prosecution fought really hard for many reasons to keep the trials together and pressed upon the fact that the families of the victims would have to endure this ordeal twice, and it's double the cost and basically the same evidence. But Chad's trial is expected to be between 8 to 10 weeks long, so we are looking at following this together until June. 12 people will be on the jury. The potential jurors had to report to the Ada County Courthouse to complete questionnaires, and that was this past week. Jury selection starts on April 1st and can take up to 2 weeks long for the jury to be finalized. Judge Boyce talked about the questionnaires And he said, questionnaires have now been completed by prospective jurors who are admonished to avoid further media exposure to this case or investigation into this case. Now, Chad's trial will be live streamed with court-operated cameras. East Idaho News will stream them as well. And depending on your interest, I can do select days as well. But I'd love to know your thoughts on this below. Do you want to watch it together? Do you want me to recap it? Or maybe just on bigger days that we know what is going to be covering, let me know below. I'll also be doing compact videos or, you know, update videos to give you the rundown of what's going on and what happened. We've been doing this for 4 years. We need to do this together. We are going to see this to the end. Now, I did a recent poll asking you on your level of interest of watching the trial. This is what you had to say. Out of 5,500 votes, 42% said you'll watch every single minute. 36% said at the end of each day they'll watch, and 6% said weekly, while 16% said, let me know when it's over. And in the comments, which was interesting, Punky said, I've been following this case for 4 years and I'm here to see all these bad guys go down. You're too much fun. Rena had a great idea and was meal prepping for the family, which I'm going to take her advice and do the same. Another commenter said, I just know Mr. Pryor is going to hit every nerve in me during this trial. And if anything, we're going to learn a lot about perseverance, honestly, listening to him. There's no doubt about it. Terry says, which is hilarious, if they give him a closet to porthole to Lori to figure out who was dark, I'm in. And we can't forget about Chad Storm and his loin fire, which we never want to hear again, and his portal potty, as I call it. I think Chad's going to go down. I'd also love to go down for sentencing or the week leading up to the verdict. We'll see, though, if that can even be possible for me and the costs involved. We'll just see. They won't have an overflow room, though, in court like they did for Lori. And I know there's going to be an online ticketing system that was like Lori's as well. Now, there will be a new face in the courtroom. First, we know from Lori's trial, the prosecution team had Lindsay Blake and Rob Wood. Lindsay is the Fremont County prosecuting attorney who was elected in 2020, and Rob Wood has been the Madison County prosecuting attorney since 2020 after 5 years in the office as a deputy. And Rachel Smith was also part of the team, but recently she resigned after working 3 years on the case, and we found that she actually went to work on another case, so they brought in someone else. But it's not known the reason really why she resigned. I just speculate that perhaps it's this new case. Now, Rachel has worked on more than 100 homicide and death penalty and other complex criminal cases, but Deputy Attorney General Ingrid Beatty was appointed as Special Assistant Attorney General in this case. And you know what's interesting about this? It's kind of a fun observation, if you will. Way back when Rob Wood first started on the case, he reminded me, and not only me, but others as well, of Charles Vallow. And as soon as I saw Ingrid's picture, she kind of reminds me of Tammy Daybell's sister. What do you think? Let me know below. Now, for Ingrid, this will be the second high-profile murder case she's worked on. And interestingly, she worked assisting in the Brian Koberger case, who is the guy who's accused of killing four University of Idaho students back in November of 2022. It's a gruesome, gruesome case. His trial doesn't look like it will be happening, though, until 2025. And I've done several videos on that case as well. And notably, I've done over 250 videos on the Daybell case. So it's worth diving into some videos before opening statements. You can catch up on some things and actually get the nitty-gritty details of it all. As for Chad's attorney, John Pryor, this will be his first death penalty case. And we've seen him throughout the years fighting for Chad, distancing Chad from Lori as much as possible, throwing what I call spaghetti at the wall in any form and seeing what sticks. But recently, we saw him in court trying to withdraw from the case, and it was the most confusing court hearing I think ever. Even the judge was confused, and I chalk this up to manipulation tactics. It was really bad in court. And the judge told John that he won't allow him to withdraw. And he basically said, too bad, so sad. You're doing it whether you like it or not. Now, John has a bit of a sordid history, though, and he got into some trouble a while back and faced jail time for crimes against a woman. A 19-year-old woman was looking for a job and legal advice and met John in the conference room. She reported that he tried to SA her, but John said that she consented and she denied that. He pled not guilty to the original charge of battery with intent to commit a serious felony, but then he pled guilty before trial to a reduced charge of misdemeanor battery and was sentenced to 120 days in jail, 100 days suspension, and fined $137.50. And John did a recent interview talking about the upcoming case. Again, he was whining, talking about doing the case all by himself. Have a look.
All I can say is that he reached out to me and that's how it started. And at this point, we're ready to go forward and he wants to tell his story.
I asked Pryor, who attended Lori Vallow Daybell's trial on a regular basis, if he learned anything that he could use in Chad Daybell's case.
Did I learn a lot of new things? Oh, absolutely. Did I see what the prosecutor intends to do? Yes. Was it a surprise? No. I'm grateful that Judge Boyce decided to move the trial over to Ada County. One of the main reasons I'm grateful is I know the folks in Ada County. I've spent better than half my life living here.
He also said that Lori might be called as a witness, but you know what? I really doubt it. Do you think she's going to be called? I don't see that happening. And anyways, who wants to see her prancing in court as she usually does? The last one, her last court appearance, you know, really took the cake. She looked like she was in a pageant and I was just waiting for her to wave and, you know, elbow, elbow, wrist, wrist. Judge Boyce didn't take too kindly to John's camera appearance since he issued an order prohibiting any party to this case, including the prosecuting attorney, defense attorney, and any attorney representing a witness, victim, or victim's family from talking or writing about the case until after April 15th. The judge said, the court is now advised and has confirmed that counsel for the defense participated in an interview with a reporter about this case, which interview has now been publicly broadcast during the stage where unbiased jurors are being sought. Also, I think this is part of his manipulation checklist. Judge Stephen Boyce has been a judge since May of 2019. He came down on Lori on the final day of her trial. We'll see what happens in Chad's. We had been wondering the whole time as to what the judge would do, and he came through for Lori. So fingers crossed he will also for Chad. Now, apparently there's new evidence that the prosecution has brought up. It's an FBI report that was prepared in Maricopa County in Arizona and only recently provided to Idaho. And in it are emails apparently from Alex Cox, who's Lori's brother, who's now deceased. Of course, this was an opportunity for John Pryor to try and push back the trial again, but it was rejected. So now I'm really curious though, and I'm hoping that in those emails that it has something to do with Chad and Charles Vallow's death. I've done a whole series also on Charles, and I believe Chad was part of the whole thing. And since this came from Arizona, this FBI report, maybe, just maybe there's something in there. And maybe we'll see Chad also extradited to Arizona. Then there'd be justice for all the victims. What do you think? Let me know below. Now, two people who we've seen throughout this whole case is Kay and Larry Woodcock, JJ's grandparents. And way back at the beginning of all of this, Kay found info regarding Charles's Amazon account and found that Lori was purchasing wedding attire and rings weeks before Tammy was killed, and she charged it to dead Charles's credit card. From there, Kay found the address where Lori was living, and the hunt for Lori began, and the children. And Lori married Chad 2 weeks after Tammy died. Kay and Larry were at Lori's trial, and we'll also be seeing them at Chad's every single day. And Larry was recently interviewed and made an interesting point that, of course, he knew Lori, but really doesn't know Chad. Have a listen.
You know, Nate, I was angry at Lori that she would do something like this, participate, do something like this. And I really don't have a lot of feelings about Chad. I'm angry at him. I'm I certainly share no love for him, absolutely. But it's a really a different set of feelings. It's like I'm a participant. I know what he did. I know what they did. I know what the circle did. But it's just, I don't think the intensity is there emotionally. It's almost like I don't feel the emotion that I had with Laurie. What Laurie did was the most despicable thing in the world. And what Chad has participated in, or what he done is it makes me mad, but it doesn't. I don't have the anger that I had at Laurie. I hope you understand that.
Yeah, probably because you knew her, right? And she was
there. Oh, absolutely. I mean, we trusted her. Right. We absolutely trusted her. Chad, obviously, we didn't know. And honestly, other than seeing him in a court, I really don't know him.
Right.
But do I think he's despicable? Absolutely. Do I think he killed and was involved in killing people? Absolutely.
Now, about the sentencing, he said,
I'm fairly confident. In fact, honestly, I'm totally confident that he'll be found guilty. I don't know if he'll get the death penalty. I don't know if he'll get, I assume, life imprisonment, and without the possibility of parole or leniency or anything like that. For that, I'm grateful. I would be grateful. But
you mentioned, Larry, that you think the jury will give him the life sentence if he's found guilty. Do you want him to get the death penalty?
You know, there's certain things in life that I think are worse than death. And I think life in prison without the possibility of ever getting out and dying in prison may be worse than death. Because when you start killing children and you go in prison and general population and so forth, that's not a good place for men that murder children. And I certainly don't wish him the best. I think if you took a picture of Chad April 1st in court, and you took a picture, found a picture of him 4 years ago when he was in court, I don't think there's any change. His demeanor hasn't changed. His attitude hasn't changed. I still think he's so placid. I mean, you know, he's just a wimp of a man.
Now, I think Chad actually has dupers in the court hearings. I've done a video about it at his preliminary hearing, and to me, it's creepy. And we've seen him even leer at the exhibits when the evidence is coming to the table. So it's interesting to see what will happen there. And there's a lot more to Chad than we know, and it's dark. And I think it stems way, 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 way back. And in the interview with Larry, he talked about Kay not being there at Lori's trial on the days they covered the autopsy. And Larry said this: there are some things she doesn't need to see. And I think that's one of the bonds I have with the jurors, because they had to see what I chose to see. That reinforces my desire for an honest, fair trial. When you've seen those photographs and the gravity of them, you want things done right. You don't want a sloppy job. We want the prosecutors and defense to do the best that they're able. And no one should have to experience that in the courtroom and out of the courtroom. The ripple effect that this has affected people from the inner circle all the way to the outer circle will be forever impacted. Imagine what the detectives had to endure while hand scooping dirt to get to Tylee and JJ, and the discovery of what was done to those children, and seeing that in the courtroom, having to hear those details, which, by the way, a shovel and a pickaxe, if you don't know this already, had DNA of Tylee's on it, and that's from Chad's shed. And I think we're going to learn some things that we weren't ready for in the upcoming weeks now that it's Chad's trial. And then we have Tammy having the jury to see bruising on her, knowing that she died in her own home at the hands of her husband by asphyxia. Now, years ago, Chad's children thought that he was innocent. I wonder what they think now. And back to Tammy, who was then posed once she was deceased, and Chad played pretend like he gave a shit. And then buries her quickly and whisks off to Hawaii to marry his loin fire wife. Now, back to Larry. Listen to his thoughts on Chad's versus Lori's trial and the difference he believes.
Now, it was about JJ and Tylee to me on Lori's trial. To this trial today is about Tammy first, I think, and what a man did to his wife, and then JJ and Tylee. And I have to reverse that, you know, from Lori's trial.
Right.
And I pray that Chad's children and Tammy get a honest and 100% unanimous decision. I really do. And so that there's a closure on their part also.
Now, if Chad gets the death penalty, which will be decided after sentencing, if he's found guilty, he will be facing a possible firing squad if they don't have the drugs to do lethal injection. This was put in place last year. Should he be found guilty, the jury will initially assess whether any aggravating circumstances are present in the case. Those aggravating factors might involve committing another murder at the time of the offense, demonstrating a complete disregard for human life, carrying out the murder during the commission of another serious crime, and the murder was especially heinous, atrocious, or cruel, manifesting exceptional depravity. And if the jury determines that no aggravating factors exist, Judge Boyce will sentence Chad anywhere from 10 years to life in prison. Now, just knowing what we know and the 250 plus videos with the case that I've done, hours and hours of the info, thousands of hours put in, I don't see how they won't find those aggravating factors, but we shall see what transpires in court, of course. He's innocent until proven guilty, so let's see what happens in these next 8 to 10 weeks. But one last question. Do you think he's going to wear his murderous red tie in court that he has in the past? After all, Chad's all about symbolism. Here's what you can watch next.